We go to Japan, we wanted to also be involved in discipleship making movement. So let me, that's just brief description of three initiatives. They call Ethne. Can you go back? Yeah. The Ethne is the initiative that we belong. They are sending missionaries to unreached countries and nations. And there are another initiative called Interchange. They're more like reaching out to poor, inner cities and stuff. And Church Next is mobilizing the church for missions. So kind of developing leaders, helping the churches to be more missional. So those are three initiatives, and we belong to Ethne. So next. The Ethne vision is we pioneer new ground among those who are unreached. I already read it, unreached and then de-churched, in order to make disciples of Jesus and new forms of church in hard-to-reach places, just like Japan. And here's how it works. So CRM staff go to those unreached people, and through direct relational ministry and launching Discovery Bible Studies, you don't have to know what it is, as a kind of simple form of a Bible study. People gather together and read Bible and answer questions, and they get to know more about Bible. And studying new churches. And through those activities, the unreached and unchurched respond to the good news of Jesus Christ. So it's very simple format. It's very simple format. So we wanted to go to Japan, and through this discipleship-making movement, very simple, organic approach to reach out to Japanese people, especially young people. Then why DMM? Why discipleship-making movement? I was reading a book called The Forgotten Ways. It's written by Alan Hirsch. That book kind of gave me why DMM? Why DMM? Why discipleship-making movement? Let me ask you a question. How many Christians do you think there were in the year AD, around AD 100? Any church historian? 2,000? A little bit more. 4,000? 20! 20,000, yes. So around AD 100, there were as few as 25,000 Christians. And how many Christians do you think there were just before Constantine came on the scene? Say around AD 310. Just guess. $100,000? More. $500,000? More. $1 million? More. Actually, about $20 million. $20 million. So, how did they do it? You know, how did they grow from being a small movement to the most significant religious force in the Roman Empire in about 200 years? How did they do it? And before we try to answer the question, there are some qualifications we must factor into our answer. In fact, Christianity at the time was an illegal religion. At best, they were tolerated. At the very worst, they were severely persecuted. We all know that. And they didn't have any church buildings as we know them. Yeah, some of them actually get together in synagogue, Jewish synagogue, but you know they never had any kind of building. And they didn't even have the scripture as we know them. They didn't have the entire Bible together. They had Old Testament, and they have some kind of gospels and books, letters But it was never put them together at the time. And they didn't have an institution or the professional form of leadership normally associated with. They didn't have seeker-sensitive services, youth groups, worship bands, seminaries, commentaries, etc., etc. And most of all, they actually made it hard to join the church. Can you believe it? By the late 2nd century, aspiring converts had to go serious of training in order to join the church. So it was very hard to join. But what made it grow to 25,000, to 200 million, I mean 20 million in about 200 years? Alan Hirsch, he described this way. Jesus' movement had an apostolic genius, the built-in life force and guiding mechanism of God's people. And the living components or elements that make it up. Hirsch calls it as missional DNA. Missional DNA. He believes that the early church, they had this missional DNA within themselves. So they couldn't help it to just grow. The two components of missional DNA. First is Jesus is Lord. That was the core of their faith, their confession. Jesus is the Lord. With this simple confession, they changed the world. Jesus is the Lord. And second is discipleship making. It was on their DNA. Disciple making is an irreplaceable core task of the church of that time and needs to be structured into every church's basic formula. So basically, at the time period, Christians, they become Christian, they become disciples, and they make disciples. It's very simple, very organic. And core is the confession that Jesus is the Lord. So in Japan, when we go to Japan, obviously we're going to support existing churches. We're going to work with them and encourage them and empower them. But our focus will be on more simple, organic form of church or community to evangelize and multiply disciples. Making disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples." Really? "Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So Jesus commands us to go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them and teaching them to obey. Not to just learn about Jesus, about Bible, about God, but to obey what they have learned. It means that it is not enough to just believe in Jesus and be baptized and learn more about his teachings, but we need to learn how to obey his teachings. We need to live it out and practice all of his teachings and his commands in our daily lives. So basically, he's saying that, okay, you go and make disciples and teach them and baptize them and let them obey my commands, which is making more disciples. So Jesus is commanding us, you go, make disciples, and make those people to make more disciples, and then those people to make more disciples. So making disciples is a task given to every follower of Jesus Christ, not only for the pastors and missionaries and church leaders, but every single follower of Jesus have this command to make more disciples. So that's the challenge. Are we obeying Jesus' great commission before he was ascended to heaven? Making disciples. Are we obeying Jesus' great commission through making more disciples and teaching them to make more disciples? In Japan, it will be our focus and passion to catalyze discipleship making, disciple making movements emerging in Fukuoka. Hopefully, so the streams of disciples makers are raised in Fukuoka and they are sent to other cities of Japan and beyond Japan, maybe Korea, China, and other countries. So I really sincerely ask you to pray for us. Yeah, I'm all excited. I'm all saying this to you, but you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So I really ask you to pray for us. Remember us. And also my challenge to you today is to do the same in your own context. Our approach and methodology will be different, but our goal should be the same. Go to the world and make disciples. And let them make more disciples. Are you up to the challenge? And let me tell you something. We can do this. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It sounds like politician, but yes, we can. Because Jesus gave his authority in heaven and on earth to us. He said, I have this authority from heaven and on earth. I have this, and I'm giving you this authority to you as my disciples that you can use it as you go to the world and make more disciples. So we have the authority. And also he promises that he will be with us. He will be with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, on that purpose, making more disciples, he will be with us until he comes back. So we can do this. So this is our challenge. Let's go and make more disciples and teach them to obey what Jesus has commanded them, which is making more disciples. Let's pray. Today, Jesus reminded us his great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that he has commanded us. So let us refresh our passion for the lost and recommit ourselves to participate actively in disciple-making movements where we live, where we work, and where we play. So I really ask you to come to God asking this question. Was I faithful? Was I making disciples? Let's ask God. God, help us to recommit ourselves. Refresh our passion for the lost. And ask God to help us to participate actively in disciple-making movements wherever we are. wherever we go. So let's pray together.